Everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord our God wants to get his point across. He loves people so much, and he cares about every soul. He died for us all, and I say individually and collectively. The precious blood of the Lamb is designed to rescue every child of Adam. Anybody that will believe and the Lord is accurate and he's worthy. He gives everybody a chance. So many people could get saved if they would choose to hear him out. If they would receive his word and believe it. When they hear it, they're attracted by the love in it. And they hear something they never heard before, and their heart is soft. And the seed of the word is planted in their soft ground heart. And it becomes life. They receive it. See, a soft heart receives the word. Hard heart rejects the word. And they can't ever receive what it came to give. But a soft heart receives the word. And then it becomes faith. They hear it. In their mind, they may argue against it. But the heart is different. And men can't judge the heart. That's why the Lord said, let the tares and the wheat grow together. Men and angels, we can't tell. But God can. So when the Lord raptures his church, he's going to get what's his. The soft-hearted people who loved him. People who wanted to make a difference. So you really can't go by what people say and how they act. That's just the mind. Sometimes it's the heart. But when it's the heart, they don't want nothing to do with God. They run from God. They close their ears and don't want to hear. Those are, that's unbelief. Unbelief is rejection. It's not like doubt. Doubt is a surrendering focus. You doubt against God over something because you've never seen it before, because people taught you wrong, lack of knowledge. They produce doubts. And the enemy try to make his doubtful dispositions comfortable. They are all lies. When people doubt against God, there's a slumber comfort too, in most cases. But unbelief wants the world. Unbelief wants what it wants. It's against the things of God. It loves the world more. Even people that once loved God, if they love the world more, they'll betray God. So the Lord judges the heart accurately. So when the Lord do the rapture, when he come back and take his people off the earth, people are going to be bewildered. Some of the people they didn't think would be raptured would be gone. Some of the people they thought would be raptured would be here because they wouldn't soften their heart. And God judges accurately. Now the Lord wants to get his point across. He preaches to the world in parables. There are so many wonderful people with soft hearts out there. And to get them, he give us movies, parables, stories, make us think. There are two movies that are my favorite all-time movies. I love to watch movies. I rarely talk about them because I'm preaching. But people that know me know I like to watch movies. I'd rather watch movies than sports. And I like sports, but I love movies. And if things were a little different, I would write plays and movies. But I do the assignments that God give me first. And I said one day I may get to that, but I don't think so because I believe the rapture is upon us now. And I don't think we have but days left, hours maybe. I don't think we have years. And if we have months, I'll be very, very surprised. I believe the Lord's coming immediately. Sometime I wonder if I'll finish the day. That's how close I believe we are. And it shapes your thoughts different. You do things a little different when you know he's about to come back. You know, I want to get all my affairs in order. I want to get all my business fixed. And, you know, I pray over my family and the people who hear this broadcast. I pray for people. I want God to get as much of the harvest as he can. There will be people here out in the tribulation period that are in the harvest. Because, you know, the church didn't always get to them. But the 144,000 will. And people, there will be people who are left because they won't forgive. They walk in unforgiveness. If you study James, right out there talked about him, his return, it says, grudge not against each other. So you won't be in trouble. And so many people are in strife. They'll be left. Sorry. You have to forgive if you want God to forgive you. Now, the Lord speaks when he don't just speak to by preachers. He uses parables also. Jesus taught parables. The one movie I really love is Star Wars. And it's a parable. It shows you what's really going on. You know, when people are, you know, you think of Luke Skywalker, he wanted things to be right. And he saw the debauchery of the Empire. He hated it. And he wanted to do something about it. And we look around and we see people missing out on God's blessings. And when you love people and you love God, you want to do something about it. And then there are the selfish people, the proud and lofty people. They want to control everything. And while the Jedi's represents the Christian, in my opinion. And when they went back and did the newest movies where they showed how the darkness took over, the Jedi's were comfortable. They had their temple, they didn't have nothing to worry about, they had their duties and assignments. And an evil lord came and started a war and played everybody. When people are lukewarm and comfortable, they're divided in their heart. They're comfortable and they don't see the darkness out there like they. When you seek the Lord, you see things for what they are. Because the Lord will alert you to it. The Lord will prepare you for it. He don't let darkness sneak in if you're watching him. But the Laodicean church, the devil made them comfortable. Not just the devil, they were doing right. They were doing what was good. But their good life made them comfortable. And they stopped watching. The Lord said, watch and pray. It doesn't matter what you own, how good your life is, how wonderful things are. He said, watch him. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. And while they were comfortable, an enemy came. And made a plot to kill them. And he almost succeeded. But there was one, they knew that the enemy was coming, but they didn't know that he was their boss. And he came. And he smooth talked. And he started a war. And he raised up a follower. A young one that didn't know the ways of the forces well. He was not as balanced. But he was the first to figure it out. But see, if the enemy changes your focus, he changes you. Anakin Skywalker He changed his focus. And then he turned. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. The enemy used a fear tactic against him and made him believe a lie, and he went for it. He swallowed the hook. And it ruined him. But eventually he grew stronger. And when he saw his son, his only son. Now, I'm not saying that Darth Vader is God. You know, he saw his son there, and he was reminded of the good. And he took care of that emperor. I'm saying that Anakin Skywalker is just like any other Christian. If the enemy changes your focus, he can change you in your heart. But when he saw his son pleading for help, he repented. And he went back to his values. And he contended. Just like the prophecy of that story said he would. But darkness is out there. If the enemy changes your focus, he changes you. People are not always on board with what's right. Sometimes people think they know everything. They think they got it under control, and they really don't. Unless you're focused on the Lord, not in the past, now. If you see, faith is current. Faith looks to God. Faith is always on, just like the sun. The sun don't stop shining. God can turn it off. And God can turn it on. But people go their whole life in there, and the sun is shining, just like your faith is supposed to always be on. From the time you first believe on Jesus, the love, your first love is supposed to increase, not diminish. If your first love increases, your faith increased. More love, more faith. Less love, less faith. Faith works by love. It started by love. And the people who walk in love, they always have the greater revelation. They're the kind of people that God can talk to. They're pure in the heart. Hard-hearted people, they don't learn much from God. And even when God tries to teach them, they rebel against it. They let things distract them. They look aside. They change their focus, and they change their destiny. And the future attached to that change is terrible. But when you look to the Lord, that's the only way to defeat the enemy and not let him sneak up on you and not be defeated by him, is to look to the Lord. Always. You can control your emotions when you walk in his peace. Follow the peace. Don't go around without the peace of God. The only Jedi that he couldn't kill was Yoda. Because he was watching and expecting and suspecting. He was more in tune with what was going on because he was more focused. And so was Obi-Wan Kenobi in the movie. Now, this is a parable. This is a story, a parable. Now, the man that betrayed him tried to shoot him in the back, but he missed. And after that, he stayed out of sight. They thought he was dead. And he survived because he was wise. It wasn't that he was watching, but he took advantage of an occasion. And sometimes you have to do that. They alert you that there's something wrong. And he was not as well versed as Master Yoda was. But Master Yoda, when the assassins went to kill him, he cut the head off. You have to cut the head off the snake. You can't do it unless you are in tune with the Lord. If you're going to win against Satan, it says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You got to be in the know about things. You got to know what's going on. You got to watch over your family. And whenever you do an assignment for the Lord, protect your people. Pray over them. Don't just get excited about the new assignment. That's a war. Your assignment, your anointing is a war machine, and the enemy wants he'll try to attack it. And you got it, but you have the power over him. Just like what I always talk about. Use your authority and command him. Don't ask him, command him, and he will obey you. Satan can be very obedient when you command him in Jesus' name. The Lord uses illustrations. When I saw that movie, I saw it before I got saved, but I love that movie for some reason. When I got saved and I started doing spiritual warfare, I saw the references. There's another movie called Lord of the Rings. And before that, The Hobbit. In this movie, it's so similar. The parables are identical, written by two different authors. And these are epic movies that people really love. Sometimes people are not effective because they're lofty. And if you watch the Lord of the Ring and the Hobbits movies, the elves were the best looking and the wisest on earth. And then there were men, and then there were the hobbits they had the most courage, and they were more resilient to evil. They were like Christians that just loved God. The elves were like Christians that were lofty. And the men were like just about backslidden. They were the first to be consumed with power. They loved power. The elves were more resistant against evil, but they were lofty. They didn't see the enemy coming, just like in Star Wars. The Jedi didn't see the enemy coming. They were comfortable. They could fight well, but they wasn't watching. And then here comes Gandalf. In the story, he's a wizard, but in my eyes, he's like the prophet that seeks God. And then the one that's the head of his order is like the prophet over him. But he's lofty. He wasn't watching. The enemy came and they didn't know it. They told him that he was wrong. He tried to warn them. And then that was the dwarves. They were greedy. They loved possessions, the lust of the eye. The elves were lofty, the pride of life. The men were the first to love power, the lust of the flesh. And then that were the hobbits, just gentle folks that love God. So when Gandalf came, he warned everybody that the enemy had a tactic going on, and they thought that they were all right. And another one of his friends found out that the enemy's back, and he told Gandalf, and it was worse than Gandalf thought. Just like Christians that are comfortable and lofty, they told him not to do it. It's not like you think. And they had to sneak and do the things that they were doing. And this war was going to start with the dwarves, but he got a hobbit to help him out. Just a gentle person that loved the ways of God. And this is the situation that I see in the real world, in real life, in real times. The enemy is sneaking up, but some people are lofty. They're asleep, like the Laodicean church, half dead. They can fight. They know the word. They know God's ways, but they're comfortable. And they're lofty. See, when people are lofty, they think they got it all under wraps. And they trust that slumber comfort that the enemy He couldn't stop him from prospering, so he get him to focus on the prosperity. Now, he the first sinner. He know what it's like to love to be seen and to be the best and the most beautiful. And when people succeed, if they're not watching God, what are they watching? They're going to look at what's the good thing, the comfortable life they got. And then just gentle people that love God, they look down their nose at them. They lofty. That's how men have behaved. You can go in God's presence and receive a word. But when people are lofty, they don't appreciate it. They might get offended against you. They may get jealous. They may feel like they should have knew it and not you. I hate saying stuff like this, but that I run into it so many times, and the Lord let me walk right into it. And I didn't know what's going on, Lord. I didn't think people were that like that. Not pastors. Especially not certain ones that blessed me, and I thought they'd be glad to talk about the wonderful things of God. But the Lord saw a condition, and it wasn't just a few people. That's why God's not moving in their circles. God hates that kind of pride. He hates lofty stuff. If you want to see a move of God, go around people that love him, that invite him, that want more of him. And they're not lofty. They're trying, they're not just, I'm going to tell you something else. Some people are in survival mode. They're just trying to survive this life. And they feel like, you know, they have a hard time prospering. They're watching their misery. They're still not watching God, so they can't get out of it. And it's a frustrating way to live. The answer is always look to the Lord. Open your eyes, your spiritual eyes, so you can see, so you can judge, so you can understand, so you can receive. And then, my friend, you can go forward. Open the spiritual eyes so you can see him, so you can judge right and go forward. And then you can go, you'll see him and you'll know what to do and how to do it. And it's beautiful. You're gonna love it. God is good, and he's coming back. But those who walk in love, they'll understand what the greater things. They'll understand what he's doing. They'll know, and they won't be disappointed. They'll make the day. They'll make the difference. People, anybody that if you are prosperous, look to the Lord. If you struggle, look to the Lord. If things are going well, continue looking to the Lord. Always. Don't look at the problem. Don't look at the good. Look at him. And you'll be like those who made the day. You'll know what's going on. The prophet knew what was going on because he was watching. He was doing his job. The hobbits, they made the day because they became focused. And they listen to the prophet, to the wizard, well, you know, which in the story he's a wizard, but in my eyes, he's like the prophet. It's a parable. He wasn't a real wizard. All right, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Those who seek the Lord, you'll see the greater works. And God can use what you have to make the day. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.